How does he represent the ultimate set of skills at the running back position?
Oh, he's been just tremendous. I think, you know, running backs is considered based on his longevity and his productivity. This guy has been producing every year. I mean, it's not like Terrell Davis or Jamal Anderson or Barry Sanders or Walter Payton. These guys were very productive. He stands in that same era. As long as he don't get hurt, he could be one of the greatest running backs ever to play. But it's all about consistency. It's all about not getting hurt. And, you know, just like Terrell Davis, I thought he was on the road to being a great running back. And so
absolutely. If he continued for three more years, he would be.
If they threw an interception, he would have made the tackle, hurt his knee, his career was over, basically. And he could have been, and you never know. So you're talking about staying healthy, because the life expectancy for a running back, Nick, is only 3.5 years. You know, Jamal Anderson with the Falcons had a great year. He got hurt. Typically, running backs of LaDainian Tomlinson size don't last very long because he's a marked man. They key on him. They look at him. They hit him a little harder than normal. They try to get him out of the game because he's a game breaker. He makes a difference in a football game. And he is having some success that you just can't imagine today. If he stays healthy, San Diego's going, they're going to be in the Super Bowl if he stays
Absolutely.
Healthy. And they can continue to keep him healthy. He, you know, for now, is one of the greatest running backs in the game today. But it's all about longevity. It's all about consistency. If he continues this way over the next 3 years or so, he will be one of the greatest running backs ever.